This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In a landmark scientific breakthrough, Indian Space Research Organization or ISRO has announced that its lunar orbiter Chandrayaan-2 has made the first ever observation of the effects of the coronal mass ejections from the Sun on the Moon using its onboard scientific instrument. ISRO has said that this observation would help understand the lunar exosphere, the thin atmosphere of the Moon, and the impact of space weather on its surface. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh informed that India has developed its first indigenously discovered antibiotic, nafitromycin, marking a significant milestone in country's pursuit of self-reliance in the pharmaceutical and biotechnology sectors. Dr. Singh said this antibiotic is effective against resistant respiratory infections, particularly beneficial for cancer patients and those with poorly controlled diabetes. The minister was speaking after inaugurating a three-day medical workshop in New Delhi yesterday. He also highlighted another major scientific achievement, a successful indigenous clinical trial for gene therapy in the treatment of hemophilia. Supported by the Department of Biotechnology, the trial was conducted at Christian Medical College in Vellore, Tamil Nadu. In Uttar Pradesh, the stage is set for the 9th edition of the annual Deepotsav festival in the holy city of Ayodhya this evening, marking the divine homecoming of Lord Sri Ram. More from our correspondent.
The Uttar Pradesh government will aim to create a new world record by lighting 26,11,101 lamps today. A total of 28 lakh lamps have been arranged at the 56 ghats of Holi Saryu by the 33,000 volunteers to make a new world record. This year, 2,100 Vedacharyas will also set another world record by performing a grand aarti from Lakshman Kila Ghat to Naya Ghat. Apart from that, 1,100 indigenous drones will display Ramayan scenes in the skies over Ayodhya, and a 3D holographic laser show will make this experience unique. A special procession will also be held during the festival, showcasing tableau based on the 7 chapters of the Ramayana. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Central Railway is operating more than 1,700 special trains for various destinations in North India, including Bihar and Uttar Pradesh, during the festive season. The move aims at ensuring smooth and comfortable travel for devotees and passengers during Diwali and Chhath Puja. In Bihar, the rift among the constituent parties of the Grand Alliance has widened ahead of the assembly elections. The Congress has urged RJD leader and Mahagathbandhan Election Coordination Committee Chairman Tejasvi Prasad Yadav to resolve the ongoing deadlock. Reflecting the ongoing confusion and internal tussle, the Grand Alliance failed to announce its seat-sharing arrangement even as nominations closed on Friday for the first phase of the two-phase assembly elections in the state. United States President Donald Trump announced that two survivors of a U.S. military strike on a suspected drug smuggling submarine in the Caribbean will be returned to their home countries, Ecuador and Colombia, for detention and prosecution. The U.S. military intercepted and struck the submersible vessel on Thursday, marking at least the sixth such operation since early September, targeting drug trafficking routes. According to U.S. intelligence, the submarine was heavily loaded with fentanyl and other illegal narcotics and was en route to the United States along a known narco-trafficking corridor. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahi and Lakshadweep over the next 2 days. According to the weather agency, heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. IMD further added that squally weather with wind speeds reaching up to 55 kilometers per hour is likely to prevail along and off the Kerala and Karnataka coasts. In men's cricket, India was 6 for no loss in 2 overs against hosts Australia in the first ODI of 3-match series at Perth when reports last came in. Earlier, the hosts won the toss and opted to bowl. This series marks a new chapter for India in the 50-over format as Shubman Gill takes charge as the new ODI captain, replacing Rohit Sharma. And that is the end of this news bulletin.